This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. And of course, local businesses are the lifeblood in everything we do. They shape how we work, and they mold how we interact and create opportunities for all of us to be successful. This is season one, episode one, and this week's Business in Our Backyard is the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement. And I am sitting here with the CEO, Miss Margaret Morton. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And of course, tell us a little bit about yourself. Of course, now I've been knowing you and Dr. Morton for a long time, but tell us a little bit about yourself and how you actually got involved with SAFE.
Well, I'm homegrown. I grew up here in Sylacauga and then left and went to school and actually met my husband at the University of Alabama and never really dreamed that I would be back in Sylacauga to raise my family, but the Lord had something else in mind. And so in 1978, we moved to Sylacauga, and I was working with the schools. And so through my work over the course of time as a school psychometrist and elementary guidance counselor at Indian Valley Elementary, I was involved with a lot of initiatives that led to the development of SAFE. And so in 1996, a group of very concerned and energized citizens came together to take a look at where are we as a community going to go for the future. A lot of wonderful things happen in Sylacauga and have happened.
Absolutely.
We had blue ribbon schools. We had a drug-free school recognition at Indian Valley. And there were a lot of wonderful things happening, but we also knew that there were things that were slipping through the cracks and people that didn't have opportunities that they needed to be successful. So SAFE was birthed, and I was involved on the front end of that that development as a member of the advisory group. Well, we did a nationwide search for an executive director back in 1996-97, and we hired a gentleman out of Texas to come and be the executive director for SAFE. And he came in August, and he left in October, November.
Wow.
And so at the time, Sharon Douglas, who worked with the Chehal Regional Mental Health Center, who was a tremendous leader and developer for SAFE.
Absolutely.
Along with Jesse Cleveland, who was then mayor of Sylacauga. So at that point in time, I was the guidance counselor at Indian Valley, and so they asked if I would, at least on a part-time basis, come in and help with the transition until we could find someone to replace the former executive director. And so I came in January of 1998, and I never left. And the reason for that was because of the tremendous commitment and partnership with the Sylacauga City Schools and all of the providers and residents of the community. So I've been here for 25 years. And so
Just don't seem like that long.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And when you think back over the last 25 years, you just are amazed at God's plan.
And you talk about those people, Margaret. Of course, Sharon Douglas, her husband was my basketball coach at Sylacauga, Gerald, and then formerly the principal at it, Nichols Lawson. And, of course, Jesse Cleveland was my principal at East Highland. Believe it or not, I'm old enough that I went to school over there. So, but you've been blessed to have great people. What is something about SAFE that a lot of people may not know that you need to get out there to them?
Well, you know what? They may not know that we have been open and operating since 1997, October of 1997, and this is our 25th year. I think what maybe people don't realize is as we talk about what does SAFE do and what is our mission and what is our vision, and that is that we are designed and built to build human capacity and the capacity of a community to work together and to fill in those gaps where the gaps exist, and that we are a workforce development engine in this community. We hire over 150 plus people at SAFE in all of our programs. And so I think probably folks don't realize that our reach, which started at Sylacauga in a 10-mile radius, has now expanded across the East Alabama region. And we are providing after-school programs in Chambers County, in Coosa County. We are doing work in Clay County and all across Talladega County. So, and it continues to expand. And so I think that's probably what people don't realize.
And, of course, your job being the CEO, I'm sure that you have, you know, you have different people that you work with each and every day. You have different characteristics. It's kind of like being a manager of the place or whatnot, but I'm sure your background in education has helped you with that.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that knowing that we cannot singularly make impact.
Right.
We have to do it together. And SAFE has always been predicated, and our leadership at SAFE, and we have tremendous leaders at SAFE. This whole program has been built on a relationship partnership philosophy. And so I think that's what's the engine that drives us, and that's what keeps us together. We have, again, tremendous talent at SAFE, and we sustain that talent. We don't have a lot of coming and going of our staff. They come and they work and they stay.
Yeah.
And so I think that speaks to the culture of
Absolutely.
Our organization.
Well, I'm going to ask you here in just a few moments how you motivate those people to do the job, because I know working in partner with SAFE with some of the things that we do here, I'm just blessed to know the people there and how just wonderful they are and how great of a job they do. So I'm going to ask you how you get that motivation out of them. When we come back, we're going to be talking more on the businesses in our backyard with Miss Margaret Morton. Stay with us.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Dave McCurley and Businesses in Our Backyard with Miss Margaret Morton, the CEO of the SAFE here, and that stands for Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement. I'm sorry about that. I got a little tongue-tied there. Talk about how you motivate those people that work down there at SAFE, because, as you mentioned, I never knew how many worked there until just a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you have to do some things sometimes that may be a little unpleasant, because your organization provides things to some people sometimes that are in parts of unpleasant things.
Exactly. And I think the key to any success in life, I think, is relationships and how you build those relationships and how you value everyone. And everyone brings to the table their talents and their abilities, and you just have to be in a position to allow them to utilize those to the best of their ability. Again, I think that we have a culture at SAFE that is built on a passion for others, and it's kind of the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and we believe that at SAFE. And so the motivation comes from working together and building success. And so there are hard times. Our folks at SAFE give and give and mm-hmm. give. And it's hard sometimes. So we support each other. But we are a team, and we do have roles as part of that team. And so I think that's some of the keys to success, is that you value that, you recognize that, and you affirm that.
I think the success of SAFE definitely hinges on the fact of that they have somebody in your role that is very experienced. Like you said, you've lived here, you've been here all your life. I'm going to ask you, when you were growing up, maybe when you went to school or whatnot, did you have a mentor that has, or somebody who has been a big influence on your life that has helped you get to this point?
I can say that I'm fortunate, because I grew up in a family where my parents were phenomenal. They loved each other. They committed to the community all the way back to my grandparents, who actually came here with the marble industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a lot of role models and a lot of mentors to show me how to be a part of a community, how to give to that community. My dad was a local attorney here, and he certainly provided me with a tremendous example. My mother was a stay-at-home mom, and she was always there and engaged, but she was engaged in the schools. My grandmother helped build a, quote, PTA when she was coming along years and years ago. And then I was fortunate to marry an individual who I have learned so much from over
the years.
He's a great
man.
He is, and I say he is the consummate educator and probably the greatest educator that God has ever created. And so I have been fortunate to have people in my life that have mentored me and my church, for example, and that have mentored me and given me a wonderful example to follow. And if I couldn't follow it, then that's my problem.
I go back to my mom. She has been a member of the same church ever since I was born, and drug me there basically every time the doors flew open. So I understand that. Now, I want to talk to you about one thing before we end, and that is future plans for SAFE. What is something that we don't know about, but maybe something that we can see down the road with the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement?
Well, I hope that the community knows about EARTH, the East Alabama Rural Innovation and Training Hub, and this is a vision that has been embraced and built by this community, not just by SAFE, but by leaders across this community and across this region and really across the state. And so we had the unearthing last Thursday,
yep.
And that's the first start to the cleanup of the old Avondale Mill site. And, you know, it really is symbolic because we are recreating and redeveloping an area of our community that is blighted right mm-hmm. now, but that is going to be our future and our economic development future, not just for the Sylacauga, not just for Talladega County, but for the East Alabama region. And it's pretty exciting. And to see this come to fruition is just one of the greatest and most exciting opportunities that I've ever had.
Yeah, and of course,
professionally.
Oh, no doubt about it. And of course, SAFE is here for a lot of different people and a lot of different reasons. I know around the holiday season, you know, we try to get together and do, you know, our stuff, the studio and things of that nature. But it's not just the holiday season. Margaret, it is all year round, and they need to know that SAFE is there for them.
Exactly, and it doesn't matter who you are or where you are or what situation you're in, SAFE is there to help you move in whatever direction your hopes and your dreams and your ambitions might lead you. And so that's our mission, and that's our goal.
And, of course, we'd like to thank Miss Margaret Morton for coming in here today. And, of course, we really enjoy SAFE. I'm here to tell you.
Well, thank you. And I deeply appreciate the opportunity to come and share about SAFE. And again, thanks to Radio Alabama and to all of you all for your ongoing support for SAFE and for all the things that we are trying to accomplish. You're one of our valued partners.
Well, we appreciate that. And of course, we want to thank Miss Margaret Morton. On Our Businesses in Our Backyard, you can join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around our Coosa Valley area. Be sure to share this show with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks for watching and listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.